Yes, indeed. Oh, I tell you, there we go. That is some Bastille, and it's Bastille versus Grades with Torn Apart here on 2FM. Right, how is everyone? What is going on? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Ciara.
Hello.
And joining us on the phone is another wonderful lady. You know what? It's become a tradition already every Thursday that we talk to her, and I love it. Let's give a big round of applause to, of course, Grace O'Reilly. Hello, Grace O'Reilly.
How are you, folks?
Good. Now, Ciara, Grace O'Reilly is, of course, friend of the show and also journalist with Her.ie. Now, you see, Her.ie is awesome because, you see, you can head on there, right? And they will kind of give you a rundown of what's going on the internet, right? But it seems, Grace, what is your job title in Her.ie, if you don't mind me asking? Because you don't seem to post anything but sex stories. Did you, like, did you apply to Pornhub for a job and they said no, so you went to Her.ie? What is going on here?
Yeah, I used to work at the Babe station and then they started.
Okay, I thought
that's
so,
actually
yeah.
What happened.
I thought it was something like that.
Chris has probably sat in his underpants on a couch watching you on Babe station.
I have, yeah.
And trying
yeah.
to get through to you on the phone.
It was that accent that did it for me.
I kept ringing.
It kept ringing 1590, whatever it was. I never got
Don't
through.
Don't be coy. You know the number.
Well, I do. I can't say it out on air. That's all. It would be advertising.
Yeah, that's what
I surely do. So, Grace, of course, you are with Her.ie as well as at your Twitter is at Gracie O'Smiley, at Gracie O'Smiley, and you come on every week and you, I guess, fill us in on all the things that are going on the internet, weird, wonderful, strange as they may be. It is, of course, your job, and I guess as an occupational hazard, you come across a lot of these things, which you're then able to report back to us on. Grace, do you mind me asking, though, before we get down to it, how was all Andrea Bocelli? Was he good?
Oh my God, he was amazing.
Was he?
Very emotional.
Did he sing Time
emotional.
To Say Goodbye?
He did.
Good.
Second last song.
Oh wow, second last song.
Sarah Brightman wasn't there, no?
She wasn't, sadly.
Did another woman sing it with him? I hope there was a woman there to do that part, was there?
There was two other ladies.
Okay, and were they feeling him up on stage?
I did think of you when I was watching them sort of like whispering into their ear and then she just sort of rub her hand down his back.
I am not wrong about this, guys. I am not wrong about this because I have sat on my own drinking wine watching Andrea Bocelli videos on YouTube, like kid you not.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of feeling going on.
No, there is. He's very tactile, all right. He does a lot of touching up.
That made me sound either really sad or very cultured. Which one?
I think it's a mixture of both. It's like you sound like a divorced 50-year-old, I think, with that knowledge of Andrea Bocelli and wine and like everything. It made you sound very cultured, very life experienced. But anyway, look, Grace, I tell you what, you come on every week. We learn about things that are going on the internet on Her.ie. And my God, have you had some stories this week on Her.ie? I'm looking through a list of them.
I really want to start with this story.
Yeah, there's such a list. Ciara, do you want to start with the study finds what the secret to long life is? Do you want to find out about the fact that you can get a vibrator in the shape of your partner's head?
Stop right now. Let's find out about how you can get a vibrator in the shape of your partner's head, Grace.
Ciara, whose head would you get it in the shape of?
I don't know.
Roy Keane's.
No.
Why not Roy Keane's?
Because I love Roy Keane.
Oh my God, Grace.
Grace, would you get it in the shape of Roy Keane's head?
I'd probably get two.
Two.
In case one didn't work. That's
yeah, get one in case one breaks. Or if you're really mental and difficult to satisfy, use both of them, I guess. You could just have them both going on. So this is, Grace, you can fill me in on this. Fill me in might be the wrong choice of words, but it is a partner. It's listen to this title. It says, boy toy, you can now get a vibrator in the shape of your partner's head. Grace, did you write this article?
I may have.
Okay. Well, fill me in on it. What's going on?
Right, so basically, a lovely gentleman called Xander Whitehurst, which is a great name, can I add?
It is.
Decided that he would battle one problem that is long-distance relationships.
No, and sure, decided, fair enough.
Yeah, so he decided through his company called Bedhead, and I just want to add, bed is actually spelled 3D, very clever.
So B-E-D, like B-3D,
I'm not into that at all. I don't like abbreviations.
That's called leet speak, Ciara.
Don't like it. Sorry.
But it's very clever because it's basically a 3D printing company, sex toy company, that if you're missing your loved one or you have a little obsession with Roy Keane or Ryan Gosling or Chris Green.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get a vibrator that has a little shape of your chosen gent's head.
Okay, here's the problem. What if you're going out with someone who's got a really large forehead?
See, I was just going to say that. I have a very big forehead, Grace.
Yeah.
So if any ladies got this of me, the thing would probably be really abnormal looking. And it would probably look really big. And it would probably cost extra as well to mold all of the forehead that was required. But that aside, those logistical things aside, how does this work? Do I have to, like, plaster cast my head, or does it do it from a photo of me? How are we going to do this, Grace?
So basically, you send in a selection of photographs, the best photographs of the chosen head, and then using the company's website. So basically, they have like a scanner, a really intelligent scanner, and they put like the take in the measurements and they create it to a 2-inch wide by 1-inch deep model of the head.
Wow.
And they put it down on a bullet style vibrator.
Wow.
There you are.
This is terrifying.
That's what I want to ask you, Chris. You as a male, right? Like, you know, imagine you're going out with someone and they said, Chris, I bought myself something special for Christmas. Hey, it's a vibrator with the shape of your head on the top foot. Would you be impressed? Would you be like, oh, yeah? Or would you be like, that is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life?
Well, no, first I'd be like, cool, can I see it? Because I'd love to see what my head would look like
on top of
rendered on top of a vibrator. But then, like, honestly, I know we get accused of being creepy and of being weird. And I know girls think that, oh, lads, we're so sex-starved and, geez, we'd get up on anything and anything turns us on. And, but, like, I look at this, right? And, by the way, there's a picture of it on her.ie.
It looks like Ollie Murs.
It looks creepy is what it looks like. It looks creepy.
It looks like Ollie Murs.
It looks unsettling. It looks like something out of a horror film, and it does, and you ladies know it does. And this is creepy and unpleasant, and don't tell me ye would be turned on by this, no matter whose head it looks like. That is horrible. Look, here, would that turn you on, no matter whose head it was? Grace, what about you?
No.
Even if it was my head or Roy Keane's head, it still wouldn't turn you on, right?
No.
No, exactly. See, it's horrible looking. It's disgusting looking.
Okay, well, look, we haven't seen the three of us haven't seen a finished prototype. So maybe if we were to see a finished prototype.
I think that's it, though.
No, because Chris, you can't see the whole vibrator in that.
I think the vibrator's embedded into him.
No.
Is it not?
No, you've got this all wrong.
So you put him on the top of your vibrator?
When was the last time you used a vibrator? Because seriously.
Hold on. So you put this little head on top of the vibrator, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's all like.
Yep.
But aren't bullet vibrators very small?
Yeah, they are, but it's all the one. Like, you can't separate the head from it is all the one.
Yeah,
it's on the top.
Exactly. Oh, so this little head clicks onto the vibrator.
Yeah.
Wow. Ugh. No, this is. Ladies, no, this is wrong. I'm sorry. See, that's what it looks like, I think, in finished form. And that thing vibrates. So I'm just showing Kiri here. We're having a deep discussion about it. Oh,
okay,
wow.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll be back in 2 seconds. I just have to cancel something.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, look, maybe I'll get you one of these for Christmas, Kiri, of me.
Well, you can't because seemingly the prototype hasn't finished yet and won't be launched until, I think, Valentine's Day 2015.
Yeah. Oh, way to ruin the party, Kiri.
I have a feeling that Jamie Dornan's head on Valentine's Day will be quite popular with 100%. 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah.
That's ridiculous, though. I don't even think men do this to get off. Like, that's terrifying. That's disgusting. Lads, seriously, head on to her.ie and have a look at this. This thing is the most unpleasant, vile. It looks like a puppet that wasn't finished that basically women put on their flange. Like, this is just, this is not where life is supposed to have taken us all. But sure, look, there you go, Kira. Kira, what else would you like to hear about? I have first holiday away, 6 times that sex didn't work out the way you'd hoped. Grace,
let's
what's
go
that,
with that
about?
One, Grace.
Right, this is one that we had a chat about at the desk. And, but like, bad sex, it's a universal experience. We've all had one of those moments where, like, when we think back, just like a bit of cold.
I've never had one of those moments ever. I just want to point that out. Never, ever. Maybe ladies would say otherwise, but I have never had one of those moments ever. Thank you. So you're saying where sex didn't work out. That's fair enough, sure.
Yeah, so basically, you know, like when you, like a lot of people put pressure on sex. So you're planning this big night of romance and like organized fun never goes to plan.
No, it does not.
So like there's six really typical times that a lot of people will identify with. One of them is the first holiday away. So, you know, you pack up, wave goodbye to your parents. We're not going to touch each other for a week. Absolute lies. You bid them farewell. You go, and if it's a sun holiday, this is really like for the fact that Irish people will never learn that they cannot go outside without sunscreen on.
Of the first
day of every holiday, everyone thinks they're a little invincible. And then you end up getting back to your hotel room at 6 or 7 that evening, realise that you're close colour to a lobster.
Oh, yeah. The burn is starting. Yeah, you're starting to redden after the day out. Absolutely.
And not the good sort. So,
no.
For the 4 to 5 days after that, you want to avoid all contact because I'm not saying that this actually has never happened to me, but sex with sunburn, I hear, isn't the most pleasant.
No, I wouldn't imagine so, because I mean, being touched off at all by when you have sunburn can be very, very painful. And imagine if you're being hit off quite vigorously several times in a rhythmic motion. Yeah, that would very much hurt, wouldn't it? I would say so. No, I agree with you there. Absolutely. I'm not going to argue with you there, Grace. Again, it's never happened to me either, because I basically avoid anything to do with the sun ever. I'm terrified of the sun.
I find as well, people that are on sun holidays have been out in the sun all day and then they're absolutely wrecked by the end of it.
Yeah, the sun exhausts me. But
sun takes a lot out of you.
Doesn't it? I tell you, absolutely. What else is in this list, Grace?
So, special occasion sex, otherwise known as premeditated sex. So, as I said before, organized fun is... it never works out. And like Valentine's Day and birthdays, I don't know why. Now, this is not a bitter single woman here.
Okay.
This is not me chatting. I'm just like generally, on anniversaries, those occasions never work out. Romantic nights never work out to plan.
No, and I hear
you. No, they don't.
Yeah.
And some people go to lengths of like buying new underwear and, you know, like in a bid to keep the romance alive.
Getting a Brazilian.
Oh God, yeah, Chris.
Yes.
Have you ever went and got yourself waxed for a special?
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, let me tell you something, ladies. I mean, I get waxed, I put on new body lotion so my skin is all soft, I put on something so that I smell all nice, and then it never is any fun. You know what I'm saying? You build up to it for ages. I put on nice new soft kind of silky underwear, and you know, it's always such a letdown. Absolutely. I totally hear what you ladies are saying. But then sometimes when it just happens on the spur of the moment, you're like, OMG, wow. Then as you say, Grace, planned fun isn't always that entertaining. But then when it's just spontaneous and, you know, the unplanned nights out are often the best ones, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Hey, give me one more thing that's on this list, because I am agreeing with you. I think we're having a great girls chat about this. So let's keep going.
Well, I'd say number three, everyone. And if anyone says that this has never happened to them, they're actually lying.
Sure.
Colleague sex, or the person that you've fancied for ages. Yep. So, like, you're not supposed to actually, there's a really rude rude saying that you don't, relieve yourself.
Yes, on your own doorstep, absolutely.
Exactly.
You don't go to the toilet on your own doorstep. No,
well,
of course not.
Chris has slept with about 50 people since he came to RTE.
So. I have. I tell you, it's been wonderful.
It's making things very awkward.
You know, Tubridy's very good in bed. I wouldn't have thought so. I don't know why. But he's actually really, you know, he's quite powerful and everything. So, you know, that was cool, I have to say. But no, you're right, Grace. Obviously, you shouldn't be doing that. And
no, I think so. I think, though, like when you've fancied someone for ages, you have it in your head that it's going to be like one of the best moments of your life. And then when the sparks aren't there, which 9 out of 10 times, like we'll have to admit, they don't go to plan.
Sure.
It's very disappointing.
No, I hear you. I know what you're saying, Grace. And I'd say, in a way, to do that in a work situation is an even worse idea. The colleague, or as in the person you've had your eye on for ages. I mean, absolutely. I hear
or
you.
Or it could be really good.
Hey, you never know, Kira.
Well,
Kira, I wish you'd take that on board and let me give you a shot at the title.
Do you know
what I'm saying? Let me get over there and show you what's going on.
I've
been trying for years and still nothing's happening. Telling you, Q, you'd be blown away. But look, until then, what can we do? I can only admire you from all the way over here, all like 4 feet across from you. But look, Grace, I know you're very busy. I know you have to go. So what we will do is we will bid Grace a farewell, as we always do. We will say thank you to Grace. Grace is, of course, Grace. You can find her as well. Grace, did I give out your Twitter? I'm sorry, I don't know if I did.
I think you did.
Oh, good. Well, your Twitter, I'll give it out again. Your Twitter is at Gracie O'Smiley. It's still at Gracie O'Smiley, is it?
It is. I haven't changed it yet.
Excellent. Okay. Well, look, at Gracie O'Smiley is Grace's Twitter. You can find her online at Gracie O'Smiley. She is, of course, a journalist with her.ie. Head online and check it out. Grace, thank you for coming on this evening.
No problem at all.
Also, I think as well, in honour of that vibrator head man thing, it's all a very weird technological advancement. I'm going to play Daft Punk's Digital Love because I think that's the only appropriate thing to do. So here we go. A little bit of Daft Punk Digital Love here on 2FM. Oh, yes.